Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it. Hey, it's Amy. Thanks for being subscribed to the Bobby Bone Show podcast. Since we don't have a new podcast up on the feed today, I wanted to share a long-form interview I did recently with Carly Pierce. Now, I do a show every weekend. It's called Women of iHeart Country, and Carly was my guest this weekend. She talked about getting inducted into the Opry, advice that she got from Hillary Scott of Lady A, and Carly gave an update on the sign that was stolen from her hometown. She also performed some 90s country throwbacks for us, which is super awesome. You'll hear all of that inside the interview, and you can actually listen to Women of iHeart Country, again, hosted by me every weekend. Just check out your local iHeart Radio station, or you can search Women of iHeart Country on your iHeart Radio app. But here it is, a special edition of Women of iHeart Country with Carly Pierce.
Let's go, girls.
Play it loud. Yeah. Give it up for
Women of iHeart Country with Amy Brown.
I'm Amy Brown, joined now by my guest, Carly Pierce. Hey, Carly, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Your hair looks amazing. We were talking hair when you walked in and kind of just how the short look is in right now. And yours is definitely shorter than normal.
I know. Thank you, because I always have hair envy for you. So thank you for saying that.
Well, right now, hair goals is sitting across from me. Carly's new album, 29, Written in Stone, is out now. So coming up, we're actually going to talk new music. We'll play the new single, which will be awesome. Plus, Carly's going to perform some throwbacks for us. So, Carly, can you give us a hint of what you're going to be playing?
I am going to play two songs that I totally wish I would have written. And when I go into a writer's room, I try to think of how to recreate them every time.
So these are women that inspired you in your career?
Definitely.
For sure. So be sure to hang out for that. So your new album, 29, Written in Stone, is out now. And this is a pretty heavy and emotional album. So there are some songs on there that are very personal. Does it get hard for you to perform those at times?
I haven't performed a lot of them out yet, so I think I'll kind of see how it feels as I go. But I think that for me, I've always been a situational writer and somebody who writes about their life, and with that comes kind of the emotions that maybe sometimes will come up, but I think that's all part of the process.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's going to be music that is therapeutic for a lot of people, including you. And each day it might hit you different.
That's kind of the fun of songwriting. I think you might see somebody in the crowd that's really being moved by a lyric or moved by a song, and that moves you, or it comes up, you know, women are more emotional sometimes on certain days than others. So I could be crying or mad or whatever, but that's kind of the beauty of it.
Well, I'm about to play Never Wanted to Be That Girl, which you wrote with Ashley McBride and Shane McAnally. Super cool. So how did this song come together with the three of you?
I love Ashley. I've always loved her voice. I've always loved her music. And we've played quite a few shows together. And I just asked her if she would write with me. And we got in the room and I was kind of hoping that she would want to write a duet. And she has later told me that she was hoping that I would want to write a duet. And so we just kind of started thinking about different scenarios that could kind of play to two women. And we didn't want to touch anything near or try to strive for Does He Love You? So we were trying to think about what in a relationship could these women both be dealing with? And we came to the conclusion that sometimes in a relationship, in a story like this, these two women can both be very innocent in their feelings and in their pursuit for love, and both get duped and have the exact same feeling.
And so when you and Ashley are working together on this, is there ever a conversation of who's going to get the song? I mean, obviously there has to be, but...
Right. That came later. I think it was just, I knew I wanted it to be a single, and she was so excited that it was going to be on my record. I was working on a record when we wrote this song, so I think it just naturally went that way. But I'm just really excited to have a song out with her.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play it now. Here's Carly Pearce featuring Ashley McBride, Never Wanted to Be That Girl on Women of iHeart Country.
I never wanted to be that girl. I never wanted to hate myself. I thought this kind of lonely only happens to somebody else. Being the
out on the road right now with Lady A, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Has Hillary Scott given you any great advice, like as a mentor being in this industry for a bit longer than you have?
She's one of my closest friends in the industry and has been for a long time. And she's just so wise and so kind. And we spend a lot of time just chatting about girl stuff, but also relationships. And she's been there through a lot of things that I've gone through and can relate in different ways before she met her husband. And I admire her in a lot of ways, of the way that she's just remained very humble and true to herself throughout all of the amazing success that they've had. And it's kind of nice to relate to another girl out there that lives with a bunch of boys. And so she understands that I'm still on one bus and she can sympathize with me
yes,
on that.
For sure. So if you could go back and tell younger Carly anything, like, do you have any advice for her?
Oh gosh, I have so much advice for her. I think the biggest thing, and I've said this before, just I wanted this to happen so badly that I think hearing no, I was here for almost 8 years before it ever happened for me, and just kind of got into a mindset of almost blurring the line of when I was being told no as an artist, being told no as a girl. And I think that I would just tell myself to hold on and trust the process and understand that it's going to happen in the right time and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, you started pursuing this at 16, mm-hmm. dropping out, going and doing the whole Dollywood thing. And I guess I should just clarify, too, that the Hillary Scott thing, like, I feel like we're all in the same wheelhouse of age. It's not that she's been at this for so much longer, but she grew up in the industry with yes. her mom being Linda Davis. And so she just has so much wisdom.
She does.
I'm sure being with her is just really beneficial
it
to
is.
You. You're about to perform a throwback for us, which is one of my absolute favorite 90s country songs ever. Like, when I listen to this, I'm taken back to 16.
Oh my gosh.
Because yep. that's how old I was when this came out. I am driving around in my red Ford Bronco, windows down, listening to Dina Carter's Strawberry Wine. So what moment does this song take you back to?
I grew up loving the ladies of the 90s, and just this was one of those songs that as a little girl, I played over and over and over. And I remember the music video and I just constantly sang it just because you kind of get lost in it. And I think now hearing it, it makes me think of just the innocence of your first love and the innocence of being a teenager and just that nostalgic feeling that I get really attached to. I'm very nostalgic.
Nice. Well, let's get into it. Here's Carly Pearce performing her cover of Strawberry Wine by Dina Carter on Women of iHeart Country.
Thank you.
He was working through college, on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was stuck somewhere between a woman and a child. And one restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path, it's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine.
That's so good. Carly, you've had a pretty big year so far, winning all the awards. You were inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. And, I mean, the list goes on. So if you just had to pick one highlight from this year, what would it be?
The Opry. Mm-hmm. That was my childhood dream from the time I was very small, mm-hmm. living in Kentucky. I used to like put on shows for my grandparents and say, I'm going to play on the Opry one day. And just to be asked to be, to me, a part of the most prestigious family I could ever be a part of is really special.
So what was crazier, being invited by Dolly Parton or being inducted by Trisha Yearwood?
They were both equally crazy. Two of my absolute heroes, two women that I feel like have paved the way for people like me. And if I could have just a fraction of the impact that either one of them have had on country music, I would be very happy.
So you're actually about to perform a throwback cover for us. It's not Dolly and it's not Trisha Yearwood, though. You're going to be playing some Patti Loveless. You don't even know who I am. Why is this song special to you?
I don't even know how to put into words how perfect I think this song is. I think that it's just so simple. And to me, the best country songs are just simple and heartbreaking in the same sentence. And her voice, for me, just has some kind of tone. I'm such a tone person when it comes to voices. And nobody really has ever had a tone quite like her. She just reminds me of Kentucky. And this song makes me kind of want to throw up. It's so sad.
Oh. Well, I don't want to make you too sad, but we're going to go ahead and play this. Well, you're going to perform it. Here's Carly Pearce doing You Don't Even Know Who I Am by Patti Loveless on Women of iHeart Country.
She left the car in the driveway. She left the keys in the door. She left the kids at her mama's, and the laundry piled up on the floor. And she left her ring on the pillow, right where it wouldn't be missed. And she left a note in the kitchen, next to the grocery list. It said you don't even know who I am. You left me time ago, and you don't even know who I am. So what do you you care if I go?
Her new album, 29, Written in Stone, is out now, so make sure you go check that out wherever you get your music. We want to support Carly as much as possible, but Carly, before you go, I wanted to know if there are any updates on the sign that was stolen in your hometown, because Carly got her own sign in Taylor Mill, Kentucky, and like in less than a week,
I know,
people took it.
People took it. I'm so mad about it and put it up on my social media, and I feel like it's become what everybody's asking me about. My update is they have ordered a new sign and they're going to put a new sign there, but they have not found it or found who took it. So my parents think it's either somebody who really likes me or really hates me.
Yeah, right. So I'm hoping it's somebody that really likes you and they're really enjoying that sign in their room. Maybe, but still, like, just don't do that.
Yeah, I was like, if you really want, I'll send you something. Just don't take my sign.
Yeah, because a lot of effort went into that. And I read some police or some article, and the police were talking about how they purposefully put it up high to avoid people even thinking about stealing it, but that didn't deter.
Yeah, they said it was like a two-person job. But, you know, my town is so small, and they spent so much time and money to do this for me, and it just hurts my heart. The little mayor is so sad, and I watch the interviews, and I'm like, oh, my God, just put the sign back, guys. Just take it back. I'll give you meet and greets.
So for the women out there listening to the show now that maybe have aspirations of getting into country music, what advice do you have for them?
I think to figure out what makes you you and figure out just the lane that you want to be and do it wholeheartedly. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. And for me, I was a young girl in a town of 6,000 people that had a dream, and I was so innocent to think and also blessed to think that I could never not do it. I just always knew I could do it. And I just feel like if there's anybody out there that wants to do this, you can do it no matter where you come from, or you can beat the odds.
And how long were you in Nashville before things started to pick up for you?
Almost 8 years. I was an Airbnb cleaner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's some hustle that goes into it. So
trust the process. Mm-hmm. Work really hard. I always say outwork the boys.
Yeah. And don't be afraid of the word no.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thank you, Carly Pierce, for hanging out with me this weekend. I hope everyone checks out your new album, 29, Written in Stone, a very personal, touching album that I think will be good for people to hear and can be therapeutic. And you can follow Carly on Instagram. She's at Carly Pierce. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you.
Women.
I heart country.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.